We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Oim Omar, a different teretz. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is coming to answer the drasha before that we said, Mish Yesh Le'av. We were trying to say, we had a pasuk B'nei Yisrael that says Exud Goyim, but Ish is Marba Goyim a little bit. So Shaila is, are Goyim Exud and Aziris? So Mar first tried to say, La'ovah V'im La'yitama, Mish Yesh Le'av, Yotze Goyim She'en La'av. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean? A guy has an Av, because he has Yerusha. So Rachab Yaakov is an answer that he really does not have Yerusha. Rachab, to a certain extent. Rachab Yaakov Omar, Shani Ocho, Doma Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Visnechaltem Oysom Luvanechem Acharechem, Kol She Yesh Lei Nachlo, Yesh Lei Tumo. But Kol She Ein Lei Nachlo, Ein Lei Tumo. He says that the Pasuk says, by Yerushas Avadim, the Pasuk says that a goy cannot be Meirish his Eved to his children. Because the Oyvich Chavim does not own the Guf of Eved. And therefore, he is missing some kind of Nachla. So, Kol Sheyesh Le'Nachla in Avadim is called a Aviv. That's Bechlal, Avivim La'Yitama. But someone does not have Nachla, does not have a Nachla, he can't be Meirish to Avadim. He's not Bechlal Tumba, he's not Bechlal Aviv Ima La'Yitama. What's the question? From Harseir, so it's, he has a certain amount of Yerusha, but he's missing part of Yerusha. He doesn't have Yerusha on Avadim, and that makes him excluded from the pasuk L'Aviv L'Yitama, because Aviv means includes all the Yerusha of Aviv, even being Meirish Avadim. A regular father, a Yiddish father, can be Meirish, a Jewish father can be Meirish his Avadim to his children. Mashenkin, a non-Jewish person, cannot be Meirish to Avadim, and therefore he's not considered Aviv because he's missing somehow in his Yerusha, because When it says Av, it means any Yerusha I'm a freshest with Torah. And Yerusha Avadim is a first in the Torah. It says, it's a first apostle in the Torah. That's part of Yerusha. And he doesn't have that Yerusha. And therefore, that will exclude the guy from the parish of Aziris. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Yachi Avadim Namiloi. So Avadim also shouldn't have the din Aziris. I can tell we had a Rebo of Amartaleim. So I'll tell you, here we have a Rebo of Ish also. But if we have an ish, and still we say, since there's no Avivim, there's no Yerusha, so there's no Yerusha, it's excluded. Avadim also cannot be Meirish their Eved to someone else. They can't be Meirish to Eved. Like Tosfos explains, that even if someone gives them an Eved, Amnash Ein L'Rabbi Shuspa, they can't be Meirish it. They can't be Meirish it. And then Tosfos says a big chiddush. He says, you could have asked the same kasha on the first Gemara. The first Gemara says that Goyim are excluded from Parash Aziris. Why? Because they don't have Tumma. They don't have Tumma. Why don't they have Tumma? Because they don't have Tyra, Hekesh Tyra. So Tosfos says, but who has an Kama, you could have asked, the Mishish like Tyra, yes or Tumma Paruch. It sounds like from Tosfos that Avodim don't have Tahira or Tumma. They don't have Tyra or Tumma. That's what sounds like from Tosfos, because you could have asked, they are Avodim also. They're excluded from Tumma, so why they have Nazir? Frank the Rekiva Eger, what are you talking about? Dvarim Stumim, the Pashut Eved Yeshet Tyra B'mikvah, or Makaba Tumma K'mayinoshim, of course they have Tumma B'tyra. Therefore, you blab Shver on Tosfos, the Gilin HaShas, Pel Digga Tosfos. But upon him, the Gemara's Kash on the second shot was, the Yehach Yavadu Namiloi. Elam Arava, Anu Mahal, Elam Arava, Bishlama, Bishlama Gavi Erechim, Shneem B'nei Yisrael Marichim, V'nei Yisrael Marichim. So Bishlam Erechin, we dash like this. B'nai Yisrael comes to exclude that a guy can't make Erechin. They can't make the neder called Erechin. Yochel lo yin Erechin. Maybe they're not going to be Ne'er Erechin. Tam Eloyim Ish, that says that they could, if someone says, Erech Pliny a lion, the guy is a non-Jew, the Pliny is a non-Jew, it works. Hacha, B'nai Yisrael, no Yisrael Mavir and Carbon. Ve'in Erechav, no Yisrael Mavir and Carbon. Here we dash B'nai Yisrael that the guy does not bring a carbon. Yochel af lo yin Nizir and Klal, Tam Eloyim Ish. Tam Lem Ish, that's what you want to say, right? Amri, Imishim carbon, you don't need B'nai Yisrael for carbon. Lav Mahak and Afkalei, El Mahasam. It says in the Pasuk, La'oila, Prat Naziris, Dirav Zaglili. Basically, makes a difference, Rasha. From the word La'oila that says in the Pasuk, it says, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, Dabra Laharim, Vana Velko B'nai Yisrael, Matlayim, Ish Ish B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Ger B'nai Yisrael, Yikr B'Karbon, L'Chol D'Rav L'Chol D'Vaisam, Ashur Yisrael La'oila. And we darshan from the word La'oila that teaches us to coming to exclude According to Exclude, this is the pasuk which actually is marbe goyim that could be make the davis and the nedarim like Yisrael couldn't bring kabbonis, and says the end of the pasuk la oyla, and basically it says coming la fuke the din of carbon naziris. Now, since carbon comes to exclude naziris, so I don't need Bnei Yisrael for that. It must be Bnei Yisrael is teaching us he's not a nazir at all. So like this, we had a kasha, we have Bnei Yisrael, just like by Erechim, we have Bnei Yisrael and Ish, the two contradicting psukim, and we reconcile by saying is he can't be Meirich, he can't make an Erechim, but he could be a Nerach. So here also we asked, let him be part of him a carbon and be chayiv in tumma and not drinking wine. We said, no, for a carbon we don't need a pasuk. We have a pasuk la'oila for that already. Therefore, Bnei Yisrael comes and eradicates him from the whole parasha of Nazir. That's the Gemara's chazir, that's Gemara's teretz. That's the new teretz of the Gemara, that here, Bnei Yisrael takes you completely out of the parasha of Naziris because you already have carbon from the word la'oila. Right, the Gemara. You're right, there's no carbon. But maybe Bnei Yisrael says that only Bnei Yisrael could be a Nazir Olam. But a guy cannot be a Nazir Olam. But it could be a Nazir Lizman. Yochel lo yinazirim at all. Tamlam ish. But ish veiz marbi could be Lizman. But you just can't be Lo'ilam. Bnei Yisrael says it can't be Lo'ilam. How do you reconcile Bnei Yisrael and ish? Bnei Yisrael is saying can't be Nazir Lo'ilam. And ish is saying it could be Nazir for part time. Om Rabbi Yechna, miksiv Nazir Olam. Doesn't say Nazir on this parasha. This is a regular parasha of Nazir. It says Bnei Yisrael. So bring him on another kasha. Ema Bnei Yisrael, Medir and Bnei and Benazir, Ve'ena Achav and Medir and Bnei and Benazir. We know that we had a Mishnah before about this, that a Yisrael can make his son into a Nazir. So maybe it's only a miyat for that. That a goy cannot make his son into a Nazir, but he could have Naziris from Ish. Yochalei Nazirim, Tamalim Ish. Maybe Ish is Marbe, he could be a Nazir. So Zog Demar, no, you can't say the pasuk is coming to tell us that a goy does not have Naziris b'neim. Ha'omar, Rabbi Yechon, Alochi b'nazir. It's Alochi b'nazir, Shavsina b'nazir. And it doesn't make sense that the pasuk is coming to exclude that. Why not? Because Taisa's two pshat. Either he says, because the Alochi b'nazir is only given to Klal Yisrael. It's only given to Klal Yisrael. You don't need a miyat for goy. No tzad that goes on a goy. Second pshat is that it does not establish that the Torahs have the miyat, the mayat, Alochi b'nazir, Shavsina. It's only my things that are derisa. Not Alochi b'nazir, also is derisa, but it's not the first in the pasuk. You usually don't have a miyat for that. So it can't be for that either. Charles Gemara, another thing. Emer Bnei Yisrael, Megalach on Naziris Avi, and we know that a Bnei Yisrael can be Megaleach on his father's, with his father's money. He can Megaleach with his father's money. Emer Bnei Yisrael, Megalach on Naziris Avi, Ve'ena Mechav Megalach on Naziris Avi. Maybe the Bnei Yisrael is coming to Afuke that he can't use his father's money for his Naziris. Only Yisrael could. And what's Ish for? And Ish is telling his Nazir. Yachal on Nazir, Tamam Ish. So the Gemara's kasha is maybe Bnei Yisrael is coming to Fuke that the guy can't use his father's money for Naziris. So that's Gemara's kasha. And Ish is still marbe, he is a Nazir. The Pella is that we already know he doesn't bring a carbon from the Oila. So what's the Havamina that he uses his father's money? What does he use his father's money for? He does not bring a carbon. The ask this kasha, and I don't have a good teretz kasha. Bumper kasha, I was like, Gemara, what's the Havamina over here that he could use that money? He doesn't bring a carbon anyway. But anyway, I can probably memorize the teretz. It's Alochi Moshe Mesinai, and therefore, again, like Alochi Moshe Mesinai can't be the meat for the pasuk because Alochi Moshe only given for Yisrael, so it can't be for that. So Ad Kan, and we stick with the teretz of Rava. The Rava's teretz was like this: that you don't need a pasuk for carbon because you have la'ola. So you have Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael says you're not nazir at all, and therefore you're not getting married from Ish because you have Bnei Yisrael. He's not nazir at all. What do you do with the word Ish? The Gemara never really asked the question. What do you do with the word Ish? But it's a very later on the next daf. That it could be the ish, it's just agav isha isha, it's one pshat, or it's agav the word kiyafli al kaponim. That's what we're stopping right here. That well, the next part is a little bit of new gemara that we're coming out the lemaisa that a goy is not included in parashat Naziris at all.